vines. He moved closer, his hand dropping to the cold butt of the Sig Sauer.
Now that won't do, Pedder. And Daddy will have to take down your panties and give you a spanking.
Ryan found himself deliberately walking cat-footed and quiet, moving silently through the sun-splashed corridors like a hunting panther.
Take off your panties and spank your ass with my bare hand. Make your bottom and your thighs get red and sore and tender, and then Uncle will have to stop his dear petal crying. Stop her by kissing her better.
Ryan flattened himself against the wall and peeked through a narrow gap in the rice paper sliding panel into a small room that contained a black table that bore a maroon vase holding a single white carnation. A long sofa was covered with a dazzling array of satin scatter cushions. Also inside was Yashimoto. Ryan half-drew the Sig Sauer, his finger sliding onto the trigger. He was on the verge of bursting into the room and stopping the samurai at his vile game. Yashimoto seemed to be holding a little girl, age 10 or 11, across his lap. His left hand was holding a pair of pink lacy panties to his face, and his eyes were closed in ecstasy. His right hand gripped himself through the folds of his disarrayed kimono. There was visible evidence of how he'd pleasured himself. Realization came to Ryan, just as he was about to step into the room. The child was a doll, made of some kind of flesh-colored plastic, incredibly lifelike in every biological detail. As Ryan looked, the samurai began to fondle it with his right hand, turning it over so that the pert little face smiled coyly up at him.
Oh, you make Uncle so wicked that he has to do wicked things to his little petal. Oh.
At that moment, Yashimoto had to have sensed that he was being watched. His eyes suddenly opened, the scar on his face beginning to twitch, livid against his suddenly pale skin. He spotted Ryan's face, framed in the doorway, watching him at his little game.
What?
Sorry. Didn't mean to walk in when you were polishing your sword.
Ryan moved back down the wing quickly, glancing twice over his shoulder to make sure that the enraged and humiliated samurai wasn't coming after him. Needless to say, this incident helped to deepen and enrich their feud. Toyotomi Hideyoshi arrived at the Outlander's door with a message from his shogun.
Lord Masashiga wishes me to tell you that the hunt is going to be postponed to next morning.
Why?
It would be difficult to say.
Nothing to do with the Ronin?
Not precisely.
The weather?
Not that.
The Shogun just decided to change his mind.
Yes.
We'll hunt tomorrow?
If Lord Masashiga wills it, then it must be.
In one of the largest rooms, Doc had discovered a karaoke machine, polished and gleaming.
Friends! Come quick! Come on, Hideyoshi, you too!
What is it?
In here! They had one of these most brilliant inventions in the rec room of the White Coat's lab on Operation Kronos. I had the greatest of pleasure with it. Have you seen one of them before, any of you?
I've read about them.
I remember them. God, this air! Yeah, they're the invention of the devil, Doc. Many a good bar and restaurant was ruined by having one of those stuck in a corner.
Jack now arrived with Issy in tow.
What's it do?
It is powered by water wheel. Switch on and gives a choice of many singings. Classic American rock, as well as traditional Nippon songs. Words come on screen in front so you can sing to music.
It's such laughter.
Sounds good.
Do you wish to try Kodo-san?
Not for me. I couldn't carry a tune in a bucket.
Press switch on back and writing of song names comes on window.
Ah, yes. Perhaps you start machine, Issy.
We'll be honored, Lord.
Lights flashed across the front, some of them staying on and most of them going out again. White lettering flickered into sight on the large dark screen, offering about 100 songs. Roughly half of them were Japanese and the rest American.
Who go first? Jackie? You sing special for me?
Don't know.
Everyone, even Ryan, crowded around this rare artifact from the pre-dark days.
Some good old soul and rock and roll here. Blue suede shoes, my girl. Stop in the name of love. I want to hold your hand. Real golden oldies. Ooh, When a Man Loves a Woman. I love that song. Oh, it's the Michael Bolton version.
How does it wake?
You pick out a song, and I will program the machine to play the backing for it. And the words come up on the screen, there. And you sing along to the music. Elementary, my dear Lauren.
Number 47, Amazing Grace. You know that one, Jack?
Yeah.
I know too, Jackie. You and me sing together.
All right.
Doc flourished his index finger over the green button, ready to trigger the machine. Issy took one of a pair of microphones for herself and handed another one to Jack.
Ready, steady, and go, Jackie, go!
Doc pressed the button. Everyone was frankly taken by surprise, except for Issy.
Amazing grace, how sweet the song that saved a wretch like me! I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see!
Come on, Jackie, go!
What, me? Shit.
His word, my hope secure. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. Come on, Jackie!
All right.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Yay!
Bravo! Bravo!
Never heard nothing like that before.
All right.
Yoshimoto came in, accompanied by Lord Mashashiga, who had a slender ancient woman on his arm, a lady that Ryan believed might be the older sister of the shogun.
Would you care to join in?
It would be difficult, Dr. Tanner, but we enjoy your song. Who will entertain us next?
JB pushed his battered fedora to the back of his head, pursing his mouth.
Kinder for all if I pass on that one. Thanks anyway.
There's things I'm good at and things I'm not. I'd put singing into the latter box.
I'll have a go.
Mildred joined Doc and peered at the list of possible titles. The woman with Mashashiga pulled at his arm.
No!
The shogun's whole body showed his sudden anger.
There's a problem here? Hey, I don't want to upset anyone.
My sister forgets herself. Forgets you are the guests of the Lord Shogun and must be treated with all respect.
If you're sure. Oh, here's a good one.
As Mildred started to dance, Mashashiga's sister brushed away his restraining hand and hobbled toward the black woman on her bound, crippled feet. She held her hands like claws.
No, you must not!
Sister, you will regret any bad action here.
But his sister had reached Mildred, standing for a moment and glaring at her through hooded, malevolent eyes.
What the hell?
Ryan had never seen Mildred Wyeth in such a towering rage. They had persuaded her to return with them to their rooms in the heart of the ville, where she sat on the edge of her mattress, tight-lipped, shaking her head in disbelief.
I can't believe what she did, but I can't believe what that asshole did next even more. He can't do it!
He can.
JB was squatted next to her, trying to hold her hand. Mildred pulled away from him.
Leave me be, John.
Ryan stood by the barred window, looking out across the moat. He turned to speak to Mildred, then caught a glance from Christy and closed his mouth again.
It is appalling, Dr. Wyeth. Truly disgraceful, but it is their way when in Rome.
Now, how did I guess you were going to trot out that old cliché, Doc?
It was bad what she done.
Jack was absently polishing the leaf-shaped blade of one of his throwing knives on his jacket, sitting cross-legged on the floor.
You're goddamn right it was bad, Jack. If someone had pulled that shit on me in my own time, I'd have knocked them into next year. But I wouldn't force them to kill themselves.
It shamed Mashashiga. Made the whole damn palace lose face.
Oh, sure, Ryan. Look, get this straight. I'm not a stupid person. I'm not having a breakdown. I understand the way wheels turn here in this shitty, rotten place.
Maybe if we let a little time pass, then we can go to Mashashiga and ask him for, what's the word, Doc?
Clemency, Ryan.
Yeah. Maybe he'll let his sister off from having to chill herself.
Just don't bet the mortgage on it.
There's no time anyway.
I can go and ask him. Gaia, the man's not an animal.
No. Just some macho, gut-proud samurai who's lost face because his ignorant, racist sister spit in the eye of an African-American woman. That's all.